Blog Talk Radio.
TN Worldwide Radio. Sorry for the delay. Tonight, just going to get right into it. Talking Atlanta Falcons football. What more can you say? Wait, Julio Jones said it. It's the same story. How long will fans have to be locked into a state of just being okay? After never having back-to-back winning seasons, Mike Smith finally made that happen. Then after that, never was able to get the team to the plateau that really matters, the Super Bowl. After two back-to-back losing seasons, plug was pulled and new blood was brought in. One that would immediately address a 25-year-old weakness, defense. It was obvious from the start that bringing in Dan Quinn was a great move, and even at this point of the season, the one thing you can't say is the defense didn't do enough. For the first time, the offense is not holding up their side of the ball. Why? Matt Ryan is having his worst season right now. The running game, which was at one point the best in the league, is now being stopped. But is it the running backs? The offensive line, which going into training camp was a ragtag at best, actually proved functional through the first 6 to 8 weeks of the season. But is it their fault? I personally blame the current situation on two people, the offensive coordinator and the general manager. Both of them have to go. This is my topic for tonight, and I'm going to mention the Hawks a little bit, but I'd rather let them rest, and they deserve that rest. They've been playing like 70 games in 2 days type of a deal. 646-652-4479 is the number to call. If you are listening and you would like to get in on the action, please do so. I'm going to go ahead and get the chat room launched, as I usually forget. I remember at this time to go ahead and get it started. Meantime, all of y'all who are Atlanta Falcons fans and you feel the pain, call in. What is your gripe? What is your thoughts? What is your issue with the Falcons? If that's your team, if you're a real fan, this is that show to say, you know what? Teams has lost six in a row. What's the deal? Does it matter? You know, maybe you see something that, you know, should be addressed, and you never know. You never know who might be listening, right? But at the end of the day, it might be good to get it off your chest overall. So 646-652-4479. As I mentioned, tonight's show is pretty much going to be completely the Falcons. However, if those who call in want to talk about the Hawks, or even the Braves, for that matter. Of course, I'll sneak that in. Tonight's only an hour show, though. So I want to try to concentrate on the Falcons, football in general, of course. And, of course, if you're a caller from another team, feel free to throw in your two thoughts about your current team situation. Don't call about the Cleveland Browns, though, please. I'm not really trying to talk about them tonight, if I can help it. But anybody else, we can talk about. So again, 646-652-4479 is the number. Bear with me one quick second. And there we go. So I just had to type in a little something for a person I know who just had a baby, and she just posted what I think might be the first baby pic. And she's very cute, so I had to tell her that. 646-652-4479. Apologize for my voice. It's actually going out again. I've been working on a lot of different projects, of course. So today was a long day for me. Atlanta Falcons football. How drastically things have changed from the first five games of the season. If we only knew then what would happen now. And when you really think about it, you know, really you didn't see it coming. I mean, truth be told, and this is where you got to really think about it. Truth be told, there were no real expectations for most people other than it wasn't going to be the same again. Okay? That was the big thing, that we weren't going to go through another year with Mike Smith. And for most people, they were just excited about that more than anything, right? So with Dan Quinn coming in, we knew it was going to be something different. We knew that this was a defensive coordinator who'd just been to back-to-back Super Bowls, right? So we knew that there had to be an increase in defense somewhere in there, even though we knew we didn't really have the players. Now, at the point where a decision was made to draft Vic Beasley, that was interesting, of course, right? You know, some of us was like, okay, well, they're trying to address an actual need. They went high in the draft. They did it with Julio some years ago. Maybe this would be the Julio version on defense, right? Well, we know that hasn't really come to pass as of yet, right? But at least they tried. So that was different. But at the end of the day, we knew there was going to be issues with the offensive line. We didn't know what we were going to do at running back. We had these young kids. We didn't know it wasn't going to be Steven Jackson, so there had to be improvement somewhere in there, right? So at most people thought the Falcons wouldn't go under 500 again. They would at least make 8-8, right? You know, because at the end of the day, you know, we don't really have that many new pieces on defense. You know, the offensive line was crap at the time. You know, but Julio was back, Roddy was there, Matt was there, you know, make it happen, right? But then they go 5-0, and they're killing people. They're coming back, they're you know, they're doing their thing. They're dominating in certain cases. Can't be stopped. Julio had like 10,000 yards in a half a game, right? So we thought, wow, wait, 5-0, okay, well, shoot, we might have a shot here to do a little something, so we might have a shot to do some damage. Definitely more than 8-8. Right, starting off 5-0, right, and you know we lost a game, but we were still 6-1, and eventually we're still, you know, what was it, 6-2, right? Then all of a sudden, things started really kind of just falling off, and again, if people notice, there was these instances where play calling, you know, played a big part in that. You're in the red zone, and you're calling plays that just are mysterious. It didn't make any kind of sense. And with Matt Ryan being the player he is, it was obvious that it wasn't making any sense to him either. And he's the quarterback. And that's where it really started getting kind of grimy for us as Falcons fans, because it's like, well, some of this stuff is kind of obvious. And as the weeks have progressed, it's gotten more and more obvious that someone doesn't know what they're doing. And we just can't, you know, we have been throwing Matt under the bus, because at the end of the day, he still is throwing the interceptions. But it's a matter of why is he throwing the interceptions? You see what I'm saying? And when it comes to that end, it's the play calling. Okay? And if it's a matter of the plays, why can't the plays be translated to Matt rather than Matt having to fit something that isn't working? Something that's not adjusting. You see what I'm saying? And it's disturbing, because you're basically putting Matt in a position where he can't succeed. And that's what's really messed up about this. 646-652-4479 is the number. Call in. But I guess at a certain point now, if you're not going to make a decision to change things drastically, you can't keep putting Matt out there anymore. Because, you know, if you're trying to win, Okay, because isn't the whole point of an NFL season to try to win? And if you're obviously not going to do that, why put someone in a position that's not helping you win? And right now, it's not Matt. Unfortunately, it's just what it is. And I bring this to the point because now, if you have your main offensive weapon basically saying nobody knows what they're doing on the field, that's a problem. You just gave this man all the money in the world. If he has no confidence in what's going on, that's a problem. And again, he's just stating what everybody else has been looking at. Why are these calls being played? Called? I mean, why are these plays being called in the red zone? And you have Julio Jones, and you can't throw him the ball. That's a problem. Why are you throwing when you should be running? Why are you running when you should be throwing? That's basic football, and it used to be Atlanta Falcons football for years, right? With Matt Ryan. Now, again, we don't have Tony Gonzalez anymore, but we haven't had him, for a period of time. He's been retired, right? So again, they didn't address that need. They kind of did with Tammy. I like him actually. He does get open. He does catch the ball, but he's no Tony Gonzalez, because otherwise he'd be in the end zone all the time, right? Oh, wait a minute. We have a running game. We have running backs who can actually run. But again, it's still a matter of are we running the ball enough sometimes? It doesn't seem like, again, it's a flow. And when you have an offense with pieces like a Julio with a Roddy White and you can't get that straight, who cares about injuries? Everybody has injuries. There's teams that have more injuries than we have had, and they still somehow maintain winning games year after year. I don't get it, but they do. Pittsburgh Steelers, for instance, 646-652-4479. I referenced them because there might be someone who might be calling in about her Pittsburgh Steelers. We'll see if she does. So, the Atlanta Falcons, at the end of the day, what is to be done? Can anything be salvaged from this season? Because right now you have the Carolina Panthers who won the division again, third straight year. They've already had clinched a playoff berth before that. They really are in line to win all of their games this year and go undefeated. And they're the next team coming. And right now, I don't see how the Falcons would beat them. I just don't see it. Defensively, they might be able to slow down the run enough, but we have one defensive back that I trust. Everybody else, and they only got Olsen back there, really. They mentioned today, Ginn leads the league in drop passes. But somehow Cam managed to throw five touchdown passes the other day. So who's to say? I don't know. So I don't have no confidence that the Falcons will win the game. I hope that they do. I wish that they would show some kind of something before the end of this season, to go 5-0 and maybe still end up losing nine games would be horrible. But right now they've lost six in a row. How are they going to win the final four games in a row to go 10-6 and still maybe possibly make the playoffs? But right now they're not playing in a way that would show any kind of confidence that they could win in the playoffs either. That's the disturbing thing. Again, you can't keep throwing these interceptions, and if these interceptions are a process of the offense needs to be changed. And why does it take losing six games in a row to make that very apparent? For Julio Jones to say it out loud in public and not care. He couldn't have cared. You see what I'm saying? And this is right after everybody, Falcons fans, if you're listening, after having a closed door meeting the week before. What was that? So again, Kyle in that room. See, now again, that's where it comes down to. Okay, I blame it on Kyle, but then again, of course, yes, it's Matt throwing the interceptions, but there's a reason he's throwing these interceptions at the end of the day. It's because what he should be doing is not what he's allowed to do, and he's being put into positions of not being successful. Again, this is a man that threw for 4,000 yards last year without half of the weapons that he has this year. So you tell me, that's the offensive coordinator. I'm sorry. I'm going to take a break because this is only an hour show tonight, and I'm going to do a little house cleaning, But I'm going to be right back. This is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio. Thanks, y'all, who are listening currently. I know some of y'all are at work. I actually got some messages today. Some are either are at work or just getting off of work. I am going to be trying to do another list of shows, either in the daytime or I'm going to try to catch between 6 and 8. We'll see if I can make that happen. We'll see. But in the meantime, I'm going to take a break for right now. This is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio. IMTN Worldwide Radio. We are back and talking Atlanta Falcons tonight. And Julio Jones came out and basically said he just doesn't understand what's really going on anymore. And when the person that you have basically said you're going to be our wide receiver basically forever comes out in public and says that he has no confidence in what's going on, he doesn't understand why it's so hard to figure it out. He's the best receiver in football, and you should be throwing it to him more in the end zone so y'all can score more points, because that's the point of the game is scoring points. And when you don't do that and it's like you're doing it on purpose, again, that's an issue. Okay, and this is and again, the reason I mentioned this earlier in the show, this is from someone who's never done anything like that before. I can't ever remember him coming out and just publicly being like, you know what, this ain't cool. And remember, we just signed him. I don't know if he has a no-trade clause or whatever, but we need to be careful. You know, because as hard as Julio is playing, he could all of a sudden do a Dez Bryant real quick, right? 646-652-4479 is the number. What do you think about that statement? But this is where we are now. The state of affairs is really desperate. I mean, to go 5-0 and then end up losing 6 in a row and getting and here's the principle of it all. It's not just losing 6 games in a row. Think about some of the teams we have been beaten by and who they had at quarterback and who they didn't have at quarterback. That's what you really have to start looking at in certain cases in some of these games. And the fact that I believe Tampa Bay swept us, that shouldn't have happened, but it did. You see what I'm saying? I mean, it's not fair to Dan Quinn. And again, it's not his fault to a big point. And I'm not ever I can't even put it on him because my whole thing was, will the defense get better? And it has. And again, the defense, I mean, when you have been playing so well on defense to where you're in the top in the league in a lot of categories and commentators are actually mentioning that the Atlanta Falcons are the top team in defense in the league, that's big, right? Compared to what we've had in the past, and when we were never competitive, and we're always 28th, 29th in the league and everything, that's crazy. And all of a sudden, you're top 10 in certain things, number one in running, rush defense all of a sudden for a period of time, and you still can't win the game. That shouldn't be possible, but somehow or another, the Falcons have pulled it off. And again, late in a lot of the times, it's only a few points difference. And when it's a few points difference, that means the offense is losing, not the defense. And that I have a problem with that. When we have a quarterback like Matt Ryan, who's been more than reliable, he's been a star in the league. You have Julio Jones. And again, from the very beginning of the season, after the first two games, after that, someone made a decision not to throw it to Roddy White. It couldn't have been Matt Ryan just purposely doing that. That was in the game plan. Now, again, it's one of those deals where I realize that you can't just check out of every play, right? But maybe you should have. Because, you know, again, to just have a whole half a season where you're not even throwing to your number two, I mean, it's unfathomable to me. 646-652-4479 is the number. And the fact that now you have Hankerson gone for the year, Hester is back, but, you know, I don't know where he's really going to be, you know, over the next couple of weeks and where he's really kind of back into it again. You have Hardy, who's the rookie, and then again you got our fake tight ends except for Tammy. You know, you have another wide receiver who I like. I can't ever remember his name. I'm sorry. He's the white guy on the team. I just don't see why we're having these struggles other than the plays being called. And it ain't cool to me anymore. Again, this man threw for 4,000 yards with half a potato chip last year. And, you know, we didn't have a running game and we had no defense. This year we have a running game and defense and we've lost 6 games in a row. Come on, people. What is your thoughts on that statement? Because that's the crux of the matter at this point. 646-652-4479 is the number. And I'm sure I'm going to do another show on this particular topic. Because, again, it's a big deal for real Falcons fans. Now, I don't know about all the fake fans. I don't know about them. Don't really care about them. Okay. Again, the reason I'm going to try to do another show is to try to catch the people who aren't able to call in at this time of night. But we'll see. Let me check the couple of these fan pages real quick to see if I can see who might be up and available. Actually, it doesn't look like too many are. That's one of the joys of being able to be independent. One of the things that I do is I help people who are trying to grow their own businesses or start their own businesses from scratch. I talked to a young lady earlier today. She's a manager at a fast food restaurant, and she's tired of it. She wants to get out. She's not in a position where she could start her own thing, but she wants to at a certain point. I'm going to bring up an example. This is a commercial, basically, y'all, until I can see if I can I'm actually trying to see if I can get a co-host on currently, a new person. But I don't know if they're available. Bojangles Chicken Place in Orlando closed 8 locations out of the blue. No word, no forethought, no heads up, hey, we're closing. Just closed 8 of them. So 8 full stores of employees that were making a certain amount of money during the holidays is not making it anymore, basically because the franchise owners of those locations didn't want to do it anymore and wanted to concentrate on real estate. So those employees needed to have something to hang on to in case something like this would happen. Even though they wouldn't think it would happen, it did. And see, that's where most people get in trouble. They never think the worst thing is going to happen to them until it does. So what you really need to do, anybody who's listening, anybody who's ever been through a situation where they've been fired, laid off, whatever, terminate it, whatever you want to call it, but no longer is someone paying you, you need to start something on your own to make your own money. So that way, if it happens to you, you're not left in such a lurch. It's Christmas time. You know, there ain't that many people going to hire. Kentucky Fried Chicken and churches ain't going to be looking for all the Bojangles people. I guarantee you that. Unemployment ain't going to really do you no good. So, again, if there's something that you know you could do better than anybody else, you need to put that into a business model. And I can help you do that. From the name to getting your business license and work permits and business plan and websites and all that stuff, I can help you do it from A to Z. You need to visit my website, www.innovative, Enterprises. But don't add an extra E on that. To spell it out, enterprises. The E will be for both words. InnovativeEnterprises.com. You go to that website, you get to check out all the stuff that I've done for a lot of different people, all the stuff that I do, all the things that you could get from me if that's what you want to do. So that way you can start making your own money on your own time and not worry about other people. And if you really get good at doing that, guess what? That will be what you'll be doing more than relying on someone else who really don't care about you that much. Those 8 stores didn't care about all the employees. You have about 10, 15 employees out of Bojangles, from what I can gather. That's a lot of people out of work all of a sudden, out of the blue, no notice, in the cold, wintertime, Christmas. You get no presents, and if you got presents, you might have to sell those presents because you're not working. So that was a quick commercial, Innovative Enterprises. You can call the business line, 305-204-1826. You're trying to start a business. Check it out. Back on the Falcons. You know what? I didn't even check the chat room to make sure anybody in there. Okay. Back on the Falcons. So, Julio Jones. Actually, I'm reading it now. Let's see. Let's read it verbatim. Red zone strategy. That's how you actually, you know, let's see exactly what he says here. Just so you know, I'm just not making it up for the people who, you know. He says, I don't know what they are doing. And this is on the basis of not throwing any fade routes. This is Julio Jones now, or jump balls to help out in the red zone. Okay. Just in this last game that they played, by the way, he was targeted 17 times. 17. He caught 8 of them, had 93 yards. He has 102 catches for the season already, 1,300 yards already. He only has 6 touchdowns, though. He hasn't had a touchdown in the past 4 games. This is Julio Jones, best receiver in the league. He only has 6 touchdowns for the year. So you have a system that was, let's see, 1-for-3 in the red zone against the Buccaneers the other day, settled for 2 field goals. And he goes on to say, man, I don't know. I just go out there and I do what I'm told to do. See, if we are getting those looks, they'll call those plays, but I don't know. I don't know what we are doing down there. I don't know what the thinking is as far as if we go to throw jump balls or if we go to run the ball with whatever we look like. We get down there, we practice through the week, throwing jump balls and fades and doing all those things. When the game comes, you never know what's going to come. Oh, my goodness. This is very tough. Like you said, we had it. We didn't finish the game the way we were capable of finishing the game. We came out today with a lot of energy. We practiced very well this week. We came into the game very confident that we were going to win the game. We just didn't get the outcome that we wanted. That's horrible. Oh, man, this is even worse. I don't even want to read the stuff about Matt Ryan, what he got to say. So that's really – that's a damning statement right there. And see, guess what? That goes to offensive coordinator because guess what? Matt Ryan don't call the plays, period. And I hope whoever's listening to this show who needs to listen to it heard that right there. Matt Ryan is not calling the plays. The offensive coordinator, Kyle Shanahan, is calling the plays, and it's been a disaster. And there's no excuse for it anymore. If you have the best receiver in football, who you can't even argue that, is basically complaining, because that's what that is. That's a complaint. If we're going from practice, we're going from practice to going to the real game, and you can't get right, I'm telling you, you can lose Julio Jones over something like this. He ain't going to want to waste his career, which Kyle Shanahan. The other thing about this is, too, though, it does bring to the point that we don't have a backup quarterback. That's an issue now, too. Found that out last year. So, or the year before, I should say. So we need to look at the draft, this upcoming draft, and we need to draft a real quarterback or go free agency. Someone had the nerve to say Tim Tebow the other day. Actually, I do like Tim Tebow and everything, but I don't think coming to Atlanta would be the best spot for him at this point in time, not with everything's going on. Okay. 646-652-4479. What do you think? Feel free to call in. I did say I would mention the Hawks, so I will mention the Hawks right now. The Hawks have had a tough go of it over the last month, playing all those games. They had the worst schedule of any NBA team probably ever as far as how many games they had to play in the first 30 days of the season. Now, they came out with a winning record, which most teams maybe wouldn't have been able to do, all the traveling and everything involved. Never know. But they did. So this little break that they got, which is like five days before the next game, could be what gets them going again, you know, consistently. We'll see. That's all I'm going to talk about the Hawks tonight. So right now we're going to take a break. This is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio. Going to be right back. the police pulling over the offensive coordinator of the Atlanta Falcons, trying to figure out what he doing, why he's still the offense. 646-652-4479. This is IMTN Worldwide Radio. This is Chris live on the air on another Monday. It's December now. And again, gonna be trying to do shows every Monday. I've been pretty consistent so far. Thank you for all the callers who've been able to call in up till now. And all who definitely are listening, and like I say, I know there's some of y'all who are on those crazy shifts and whatnot, and definitely for the holidays. So I am going to try to sneak in an earlier show that will be in between 6 and 8. It's difficult on a Monday, so I might have to change the night to be able to do that. But we'll see. Then I might do some daytime shows as well. I have some new personal assistants. So might be able to do a little something for y'all especially. So stay tuned for that. And, again, I'll probably do another show later in the week for Falcon fans just for y'all. So the Atlanta Falcons is the topic for tonight, talking to Julio Jones in his statement earlier. I read it a little bit on the air. Check it out if you get a chance. But the whole point of the matter is what's going to happen the rest of the season. Okay, because here's the deal, and this is the other thing about having a new coach and a new vibe and everything like that. Look at what's going on in Carolina. You got the coach dabbing, you got the owner dabbing. The closest thing we got to that in Atlanta is Coach Reeves doing the Dirty Bird. That was doggone 1998, though, y'all. Come on, now it's 2015. So at a certain point, when will Atlanta get there? I hate using this word, get their swagger back. When is it going to happen? Is it even possible? I don't know. Because at this point, it's gone. I mean, there's like no hope. It's like, you know, it's like we need to watch a Star Wars trailer, A New Hope. I mean, seriously, it's bad. I mean, to lose to the Tampa Bay Bucks, I mean, and then against Tampa, because Tampa actually has a good team. I mean, people want to try to diss them or whatnot, but Tampa has a quarterback that can play, and they got a defense, right? That's a great combination. We used to have – well, we never had a defense, but we had a quarterback that can play. You see what I'm saying? That's what I think, again, is so frustrating. Because the fact that our defense has kept us in all of these games, for all intents and purposes, the Atlanta Falcons, with the schedule that they had coming up into this Carolina game, we either should have been only have two losses, maybe one loss, maybe undefeated, truth be told, like literally, seriously. We shouldn't have lost any of those games that we had lost up until now. None of them. Frisco? Indianapolis? No. See, again, it's unnerving. It's unnerving how this season has gone. And now to be, you know, on the brink, you know, of not even making the playoffs. I mean, literally, even if the Falcons did go 10-6, there's a possibility they still would make the playoffs. You see what I'm saying? So, I don't know. It's bad times right now. It's panic mode. Again, even with the new coach and you're supposed to be tempered, not supposed to lose three straight years with this team. You know, and again, this is not college. This is not the UGA of the NFL. This is, you know, there's aspects that are a little bit different on that aspect. Okay? Because, one, we hadn't won for 15 straight years. Then I could say that, intermittent at best. You know, you had every other years after the Super Bowl, had Mike Vick come in, do a little something, won that playoff game in Green Bay, right? You know, so it hasn't been all that. It's been there, but not to that extent. But, again, this year was going to be different because we knew we were going to have a defensive presence of some sort, and that's been true. I mean, I'm so proud of Coach Quinn, what he's been able to do with basically nothing still. And basically, for all intents and purposes, the same team from last year to this year, and the defense is tremendously better. Why couldn't Mike Smith do that? I don't know, right? And, again, Vic Beasley has not been anything. So I don't know what he's going to do next year, but it has to be better than this year, right? So I want to be able to have something to work off of this year going into next year. Next year might be that year. You never know. Because see, here's how I'm looking at it as well. 2017, we got a new building that we got to break ground on. And whatever year that is of Matt Ryan's, and however many more years we got of Julio playing at ultimate level, that new stadium got to pay off. So between now and then, we got to do something. Period. You know, because otherwise, it's gonna be bad. It's not gonna get no better. So again, that's why we got to get someone for Matt to replace him. People might be sad, but that's what it is. Okay, and we have to continue to build up an offensive line. We have to get some meat on the defensive line. We got to replace cornerbacks. I mean, goodness, I know we have a rookie, but we got to get Alford out of there. I'm tired of him. You know? So those are just some things that I know that I would like to see immediately going into next year, and I don't think it needs to be Thomas Dimitroff back there. That's the other thing about this call, the show tonight, I should say, is that that was the other reason I think the Falcons are in the position they are in this year, because of the moves that he's made the last 3 years specifically have put us in this position. Still not having an offensive line. Still not how you just have no defensive lineman and no offensive lineman coming in other than Matthews. How is that possible? You see what I'm saying? I mean, you got these other teams that have real lines. I'm like, why can't we have a real offensive line just once? Can you imagine what Freeman would do if we had a real offensive line? Much better than DeMarco Murray over there in Philly, I tell you that. So horrible what's happening to him over there. $40 million bump. It's terrible. He's in bump status now. They beat New England without him, basically. Bump status. So anyway, 646-652-4479. Got a few more segments left in the show tonight. And again, concentrating on Falcons. Again, I'm probably going to try to do another show. Like I say, I do know this week finals are happening too. I didn't even think about that. But again, I like to try to keep my shows consistent no matter what the circumstances are. Trying to build the show is very difficult to do a show on your own completely when, you're doing castings and you're doing tours and you're building up other people's businesses and all kind of other stuff that I do. It's kind of hard to keep up with all those things and then try to do a radio show in amongst all that. So again, there's certain things I'm not able to do, but I try to do it because I'm a great guy. So I am planning to again expand the show periodically. I was actually doing 2 hour shows, but I have to pull back on that because there's just so much stuff going on going into 2016. That being said, might as well go ahead and do it now. Those who need help on the entertainment side of things, maybe you're a talent of some sort and you need help today, and you don't have any backup, you don't have anybody to refer to, you don't have anybody to get any questions answered, I offer a package that's $10 a month. Who can't afford $10 a month? There's a one-time $50 activation fee, hour of my time, 30 minutes on the phone, 30-minute Skype call, 10 emails, where you can email me documents or emails that you get, agreements, contract offers. You can send that to me. So if you're an artist, a model, an actor, you have something, someone forwards to you have somebody who actually knows what they're talking about, can explain what's going on, so you can make a good decision. You are a person who's trying to pursue a particular field, makeup artist, photographer, whatever, model, okay, and you need someone to, well, what should I do type of a situation. You have someone who you can call and talk to, okay? That's $10 a month, okay? So think about that. You call 305-204-1826. I also have something for those who are trying to get started and they don't have nothing to prove that they're doing what they say they're doing. You can't be a model and not have a portfolio. You can't be an actor and not have headshots. You can't be an artist, besides not having any recorded, music or anything. You can't have nothing visually promoting yourself. You got to have a press kit at some point. You want to book a venue and get paid to do your art? You need to prove that you're going to draw some people in. Because otherwise, why are they going to book you? they'll just keep booking Young Thug. God. Okay, that's your fault. You know, so what you need now, and not wait for it anymore. 2016 is a few weeks away. And there's people who have already beaten you out of gigs that were booked in January and February from November because they decided to do a little bit more work than you did. Whose fault is that? So what I've done is created something called Industry Connections. It's a tour that I'm going to go city to city providing the following. Full photo shoot. Okay, for the girls, you get hair and makeup. For the guys, you get a video bio because I'm not going to have you do hair and makeup. Okay, you're going to get a resume created. You're going to get a bio written. You're going to get an article written for yourself. You're going to get a radio interview. Okay, you're going to get 6 hours of personal time with me, and I'm going to submit you to an opportunity. It's going to be $500 for all of that. Okay, two payments, and you get everything. Okay, won't be no excuse of you being able to submit to something and not getting a hit because you have these bootleg pictures from your iPhone. No excuses anymore. You can only put excuses so many times. You can get an Xbox or you can get this if you're trying to beat out whatever the hot model is out there right now. Okay, you have to be able to prove to someone that it's worth the risk of booking you. If you can't prove that, you're not going to get booked. You want to keep it professional. You're not going to get booked being unprofessional. Is this what it is? Okay? So you have that opportunity. Visit www.imtnworldwide.com. I, M as in Mary, T, M as in Mary, worldwide.com, all one word. There's an article on the website about industry connections. There's also a blog about it. Not a blog, podcast, I should say, on my radio show. Visit the show page, blogtalkradio.com/IMTN Worldwide, and you listen to what Industry Connections is all about as well. So check that out. Let people know. Anybody can get it in any city. I'll come to you. If 10 or more people book, I'll come to your city personally. It's real serious. So going to take one more last break. 646-652-4479 is the number. And we'll be right back. This is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio. Hey everyone, this is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio, and we're about to close out the show for tonight. Appreciate all those who are listening all over, and those who weren't able to make the show, who've been hitting me up, let me know their schedules and stuff like that. Again, I'm going to try to do a show specifically for another segment of listeners. I'll let y'all know when I come up with strategy for that. But tonight was about the Atlanta Falcons and current situation, what's going on with them as far as the season going, losing six in a row. It's been not fun to watch a team that, of course, I've been watching for a long time now and been through the thick and the thin, all those years of not winning back-to-back seasons, getting beat by our rivals on a regular basis, and then finally getting to a Super Bowl, even though we got blown out. At least we got there. And then the Michael Vick era and all that kind of good stuff, and then Matt Ryan coming in, taking over, you know, and Roddy White doing their thing and getting to this point right now where, you know, just seeing the improvement on certain things that you knew just had to happen, and seeing the defense actually being able to stop people consistently. I mean, it's amazing, you know, what tackling can do and third downs and all that. Still not being able to rush the passer, but everything comes in time. And again, you know, trying to temper expectations is one thing, but then again, they started 5-0. There was a reason for it, you know, and all of a sudden that reason was just kind of raced away, and it was like, but why? If certain things were working, why change them? You see what I'm saying? And I think that's why Julio Jones coming out and making his statements at this point are so frustrating, for the fact that he hasn't had a touchdown in the last however many games was it? Four? He has six for the year. He has 1,300 yards. He has 102 catches. He still has four more games to go. You see what I'm saying? I mean, I don't like, again, and I mentioned this with the Braves. This is my Braves comment for the month in regards to wasting the talents of certain players on the basis of everything else and losing out on having the best closer in baseball and not being able to do anything with it, having the best shortstop in baseball and not being able to take advantage. And here we are now with the best receiver in football right now. We have a running back. You know, no, we don't have a tight end, but we kind of have, you know, at least a little bit of a tight end. Tammy is okay. I like Tammy, actually. You see what I'm saying? And then with Matt getting hurt, our kicker, you know, that didn't help. But it's just a matter of, with Matt and his struggles and everything, we don't even have a backup. If we had a backup to at least get in there, and even if it meant, okay, it's third in goal, take Matt out and put someone in who won't throw an interception. What happened? He threw an interception. Again, it's like you knew it was going to happen. I didn't even watch the game, and I saw everything that happened. I read all the stats and stuff and the play-by-play and the box score, and it's like it was meant to happen. And that's what is just mind-boggling. Again, with Julio coming out, I'm hoping that it does something, because if it doesn't, that means the franchise doesn't care. If your best player on the franchise says something and nothing happens, they don't care, period. Other franchises, they do stuff, don't they? Even if it's for the worst, Dallas Cowboys. Well, that's the end of the show. I hope everybody who did get the chance to listen enjoyed it. Hopefully all those who listen to it after tonight, who listens to it, will enjoy it and spread the word about the next show coming up. www.blogtalkradio.com/IMTN Worldwide. Of course, the show site and my site, IMTNWorldwide.com, and of course InnovativeEnterprises.com. Call the business line 305-204-1826 if you need anything along those lines. Please feel free to give me a call and we'll help you out. That's the show for tonight. Y'all take care. This is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio. Peace.
We'll be right back.